Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Devon. And Devon and I decided a year or so ago to do a radio show called Devon's Input. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon, D-E-V-O-N, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done. Devon is a gentleman who's got a great background in far as being able to overcome adversities and different things like that. And he's built himself into someone who's gone through college. He's working on his master's degree. I'm sorry, he's working on his PhD, actually. And we've been speaking about everything about graduating and going into medical school, being an entrepreneur, living on your own, working with disabilities, you know, all that sort of stuff. And he's just a great example. And what we figured we would do this first part of 2022 is kind of explore some of the plans that people may have towards building a better 2022. So with having said that, Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. And, you know, thank you so much, audience, for another episode of Devon's Input. I know I took a couple of weeks off, you know, after the new year to get prepared for today's show. As a matter of fact, I had a long nap today, you know, so I'm up and running and I'm well prepared for today's topic. And I want to talk about preparing for 2022. Like Peter mentioned, I have a disability, like I mentioned to you on previous shows, and I'm looking forward to the new year and what it has to bring. Hopefully I can start my business real soon. I'm looking to start multiple businesses and, you know, finish my doctorate. And working on my second book. I'm almost finished with that. And I want to start my third book sometime in May of this year. I'm looking to get my girlfriend, hopefully. I haven't had a girlfriend in some time now. I'm looking to get my house, hopefully, if not this year, sometime the beginning of next year, 2023. Yeah, so I'm looking to do a lot of things. Mainly, I'm looking to start my business. And with the air filters, I've been wanting to get started with that with Peter for some time now. Back in about maybe 2020, Peter introduced me to the air filters and what they had to do with the COVID-19 and the pandemic and people getting sick and how they eradicated odors and germs out in the air with the virus. You know, everybody knows what the coronavirus is, and you know, I was looking forward to do that business, but I want to get into other businesses besides the air filters and besides doing another business with another lady, and it's called well, the product is called the Avicen 100. It's a medical device. It's cleared by Class 2 for medical devices. And I want to get into being an entrepreneur as much as possible because, you know, I breeze to other people and they have other offers that they want to offer me in starting a business, like owning a pizza shop or owning a gym or owning a spa, something to that nature. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity, but I have to have money saved up because what happened, I absorbed all my credit cards. I absorbed all the my student loans or my refunds from my loans. And I'm just totally, you can say, financially broke. You know, I'm insolvent, you know. So, you know, death is catching up to me, and but like I said, hopefully 2022 offers a better and brighter year for everybody. You know, like I said, I want to start my business with the air filters with Peter, and But like the digital marketing director told me, he told me that there's a lot of competition in the air focus business because everybody's selling it, everybody wants to make money off of it, and that's a good way. It's high. That's a good way to earn money now. It's in high demand, and you know, I figured out like if I want to save up money to do what I have to accomplish, you know, the air. Is a good way of doing that because a lot of businesses, you know, if it's like one thing, it's the other. You know, you can have a business where you have a product, but then the product or the company doesn't give you permission to start a call center or work that product, or you have to, you know, do everything one-on-one. So I got permission with the Averson 100 to start a call center. I got permission from Peter to sort of call center with the air filter. So that's what I'm looking to do, you know. I'm looking to make, you know, some money off of that businesses, and hopefully everything works out to the great expectation. You know, I'm just trying my best, you know, because, like I said, when you don't have money, you know, it's hard for you to do anything. You know, it's hard for you to travel. It's hard for you to get transportation. It's hard for you to start a business. It's hard for you to buy a house. So, you know, all those stuff, you know, is very hard for you without cash or seed money. So, you know, I'm just, you know, looking forward to the opportunity. And I hope everything works out for the better. But, you know, I really want to start my business sometime in June of this year by, you know, a pizza shop, like I mentioned to you before, or a spa, or a gymnasium, or some type of opportunity that they have in see they have the opportunities for people to start their own business or be or own a part of a business, and that's what I really want to do. So, Peter, I always wanted to ask you, how did you ever get the opportunity to for somebody to offer you to start something like a gym or a home care center or a spa? Did you ever get that opportunity, or did you just want to stick to your business primarily and that's selling leads?
You know, it was kind of interesting. My philosophy when I first got started, so it didn't happen by design. It happened a little bit by accident, and then I took advantage of it. So some people might listen to some of the things that I mentioned and then maybe take advantage of some of the guidance I might give them. So specifically, when I graduated from school, I was – and Devon, I don't think I've ever spoken to you about this before, but when I was in college, in my summer months, I used to work in a grocery store, but also I used to be a clammer on the Great South Bay. Great South Bay is a bay in New York, and I know, Devon, you're from New York, so you kind of remember that. So I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but the money was pretty good as a clammer, mostly because it was cash at the boat, at the dock when I saw my clams, and it was probably more money than I'd be able to make anywhere else, and I was good at postponing, if you will, making that final decision because I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do after deciding that I didn't want to become a medical doctor. But a couple of days in a row, I didn't make any significant money at all. Certainly wasn't worth my investment and my time out on my little clam boat. And I went to a job interview as a manager trainee for a company called Electrolux, which was a vacuum cleaner company. And they talked about being paid and promoted based on my own performance. And the only reason why I give you that example is because a lot of people will never or would not ever sell vacuums as a way to become successful. A few things. Number one, I was competing for the branch if I was going to get promoted, not against the whole entire world, not against everybody in my age group. I was really competing with anybody else that was in that room. So I said to myself, you know, I could be good compared to everyone else, and I'd have a better chance at being picked for the promotion. So mostly because a lot of really good people, quote-unquote, wouldn't do it. like the super duper smart people were becoming lawyers and attorneys or doctors or whatever and going through another 12 years of school, and they weren't ever going to sell vacuum cleaners. So my competition, here's my punchline, my competition kind of eliminated itself. That was number one. Number two, I realized there'd be a lot of challenges along the way. People wouldn't want to do it. It'd be kind of tough. So toughness, if you will, was a career path for me. I knew that that would itself weed out a lot of my competition. So my business building philosophy way back then was to work something that most people, the best people probably wouldn't do, because I might not be able to compete against the best people on the planet. That was number one. And number two, do something that most people wouldn't want to do because it's hard. And as a result of that, I really focused on that one business. Now, here was my problem. Everything that I worked for happened. I got promoted to run a store, then eventually five stores. Then eventually I got another promotion to run 35 stores, another promotion to run 96 different stores. And the reason why I mention this is what didn't happen was I wasn't looking for anything else. I wasn't looking for a gym to open. I wasn't looking for a restaurant to open. I wasn't looking for a car dealership or additional income. I didn't need to diversify anything. I needed to laser beam focus on what I was working on. And that's what I did. And I did that for a really, 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 really long time. Matter of fact, I was so focused on my business, I was not focused a lot or at all on many of the things that were happening around me. And I'll use a real-life example that just happened today. I was on an app called Spotify. And on this app called Spotify, you could look for different categories like 80s music. Well, I was a kid or a teenager in the 80s, so I knew all the music. Then came the 90s. And in the 90s, that was when my kids were kind of growing up, and therefore I knew about some of the music, but I really wasn't paying too much attention because I was building my own business, and listening to music wasn't really something that I did. 2000s, I'm like, I don't even know who these groups are. 2010, I don't even know who these people are, literally. I don't know any of this stuff. So I was so focused that, in essence, that was either good or bad. You know, who knows how your life plays out. But relative to anything else, my laser beam focus was just on what I was working on. Now, the reason why I mention that is because of the nature of the question you asked me. You know, did anybody ever offer you, you know, something like maybe opening up a gym or maybe doing a restaurant or maybe doing another product or whatever? Most people that saw me, they would say, you know what, this guy is so laser beam focused, he wouldn't take a look at anything else. Or they would assume that I was successful in what I was doing and I wouldn't be interested in trying anything else out. So that's a little bit about my backstory and also a little bit about my philosophy in as far as laser beam focus. So it's either good or bad, right? That's the way it works out sometimes. Got to manage it. But I was kind of oblivious to the world around me outside of the area that I was focused on. Now, by the way, that also meant I didn't pay attention to politics. I couldn't care what was going on with presidents. I looked at politicians as being schmucks and jerks and complete idiots. You know, most of the times they were just ignorant, arrogant, white people that were just, I thought this sounds racist, but they were ignorant, arrogant, white people that were sitting there hoity-toity in their elitism, who probably never actually did a lot of the things that many other of the lay people did, that were just taking advantage of the population as crooked as they were, and doing their kabuki dances when they were on stage, lying their asses off. So I was just so focused. That's all I really focused on. But anyway, so let's do this. I'm going to let you comment on what I just said in a second. We're right around halfway in. We'll take our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with a good friend of ours. His name is Devon. He asked me a question. I'm going to let him get a comment back. So, Devon, back to you.
Yeah, how are you doing, Peter? Thank you so much. And your comment, I had the opportunity to sell vacuums also back when I was 30 years old, back in 2007. I had the opportunity to sell vacuums. They were owned by Warren Buffett. And it was a job where in Queens where even if you don't sell a vacuum, you still get paid a fixed price, say like $400 a week. But I didn't stay on the job too much because I figure, you know, how long is this going to last? Eventually, you have to sell someone to remain on the job. You wouldn't just get, say, $1,600 a month and don't sell anything for like 10 to 11 months. So I quit that job. And I worked in a diversity of jobs in the last 15 years. You know, I was a security guard. I tried to be a mailman. I tried to be a receptionist. I tried to I'm a home health aide now. I tried to load up cars or trucks with products and stuff like that. So I tried different in many jobs in the past, and you know, they just didn't work out. I was looking for, at the time, I wasn't in school, you know. I wasn't in school. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And as years go by and I got older, I decided to let me go back to school. Back when, in 2012, you know, I was 35, I decided to go back to school. And it was the best thing I ever did with my life is to go back to school and try to earn my doctorate. And after that, like I mentioned before on a previous show, I want to go to medical school. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was a learning experience for me, you know, doing all those jobs or applying to all those jobs. And, you know, it didn't pan out to anything, but, you know, that's the breaks in life, you know. Not everything's going to work out to what you want it to work out. It's not going to be conducive or what you want to do sometimes. So, you know, I, like I say, for 2022, I'm just hoping for bigger and better things for myself. You know, I also, you know, I'm an inventor also, so I want to invent something. You know, I've been trying to get acquainted with a patent lawyer to see if I can invent something. I'm not going to give away what I'm inventing. That wouldn't be smart, you know. So I'm going to wait till it gets patented and then probably give you a little bit of information afterwards when my invention is patented. I can get more information on it. And, you know, I'm a very optimistic person. You know, I look for the bright side in life. You know, as what life hits me with, I always counteract. You know, I would say no. I'm a bright person. I'm a smart person. I'm a classy person. I'm a gentleman. I'm always going to turn a negative into a positive, you know. So I don't look for the bad stuff in life. I always look for the great stuff in life, you know. So, you know, I'm not going to make one or two people stop me from what I want to do, you know. So, you know, or even if it's a crowd or access people starting to stop me for what I want to do. I know who I am and I know what I want to be in life, and you just can't let people stop you for what you want to do. You know, you have to overcome that somehow, and that's my main objective, you know, to accomplish my goals. I want to need a little help, don't get me wrong. I want to need a little help doing so, but I know with our motivation and inspiration that I can accomplish my goals for 2022, I hope in 2023, and so forth and so forth, you know, as the years go by, you can always set say that you will accomplish your goals in that year that you're in, you know. So if you're in 2027, or if you live to see 2027, you say, I'm going to set myself up and I'm going to accomplish these goals in 2027 and go beyond that, you know. So each year I have goals to accomplish, you know. Yeah, I still want to get married, have children, you know. Like I said, this year I want to buy my car. And this will be my first car I had since maybe 2013, you know. I haven't drove since 2020 when my sister-in-law, she put a car in my name. And I drove the car back to Brooklyn, and I never drove the car since. And the car is in my name, but she needs it for work, you know. So I haven't drove since then, but I always set goals, say, I want to get my car this year. I want to go places. I want to travel, and those are the goals that I set myself. So I just want to ask Peter, on his spectrum, does he have goals he wants to accomplish for this year, or is it like any other year?
You know, only because I'm so old, there's a certain portion of your life that, just like the years kind of roll into each other. You know, my 20s were a little bit different than my 30s, but my 30s and 40s were a little bit different because I was raising a family. In my 50s, family's almost being raised. I'm going to turn 60 during this next year. So a lot of the tail end of my goals aren't as vast and necessary as some of the other ones. So I don't know if that's because of whatever. but my big things are in reference to looking towards more headwind. And also, for me personally, I created a home-based business 20-some-odd years ago, and I was really lucky that I did, because when you needed a home-based business, I was already doing one. So for those people in the Building Fortunes radio listening audience, my push in my direction would be solidify the opportunity for you to be able to have that home-based business, because we never know when there might be another lockdown, when there might be another pandemic, when there might be another anything. It could be a false flag. We're coming up to an election year. There's a volatile political environment out there right now with Russia and Ukraine and China and Taiwan. And there could even be, you know, natural events that might have been happening or might be happening between climate change, volcanic eruptions. I mean, it's a crazy world out there. So I would say most of my 2022 is developed into the idea of maybe the only thing I really want to do is I want to solidify my home-based business. So that's for me personally. There might be a portion of that for you. If I were at a different age in my life, like if I was in my 20s, it might be totally different. It might be there's huge opportunities in this ever-changing world, and I can make a career out of whatever it might be, cryptocurrencies, NFT, new banking rules, new levels of distribution, new technology, artificial intelligence. If I was in my 20s, I had a certain career path. I'm at the twilight of my life, and I've passed all that sort of stuff already, so my goals are a little bit different. So the most important thing is kind of figure out the trajectory of whatever you want to happen next, and then figure out what's really important to you and what's going to satisfy you, and work in that general direction. So back to you, Devon.
Okay, thank you so much, Peter. You know, for 2022, you know, people... You know, I heard a few years ago that a lot of people want to move out of New York. You know, I'm from New York, but my parents are Caribbean, you know, so I'm not in New York anymore. As you all know, I'm staying in Jersey City for the last 7 months now. And, you know, it's a lot of nice people here in Jersey City, you know. The street that I live in, you know, it's a little bit, you know, overcrowded, but, you know, when I used to live in Brooklyn, the street was building up a lot of new houses there. And, you know, new technology is coming out every single day. Technology is coming out with new devices and update on how you do this better and how you do that better. So I'm just trying to go with the times. Unfortunately for me, I don't even have a TV. I haven't had a TV since 2018 because the cable bill on my end is a little bit too expensive. So, you know, every 3-4 months, they would raise the cable bill $40-$50, and I couldn't afford it because I was on disability at the time. So I don't even have TV. So I look at computers, I look on my phone for the updated news or what's going on in the world. So hopefully that's the basic stuff in life, you know, just to get a TV. You know, at least I would predict like 99% of people in the world have a TV. You know, I'm hoping, you know. So, you know, I'm just looking to get myself together this year. You know, I don't even have a decent seat that I wear, or I can't even go into a funeral or a wedding right now because I'm not even prepared, because the suits that I have when I move from Brooklyn, I don't know where they're at. You know, I don't even have my clothes are in a like a peak style. I don't even know, you know, where my stuff is. You know, I'm in a small room right now here in Jersey City, but hopefully all this will change in the next, I would say, a year time or so. You know, give it some time, it should change. But like I said, you know, I just, you know, look for the better things in life. And I think I shouldn't deserve this type of lifestyle because I'm a smart person. And I just look for the good side into what's happening. You know, like I said, I want my car, I want my house, I want to start my businesses. I want to start my invention. I want to finish my second book and start my third book. You know, so I'm just looking for, you know, the good side to life, you know. So to end the show, you know, for 2022, just go with your dreams, you know. Go for your New Year's resolution, and hopefully everything comes to fruition for everybody. And thank you so much, Peter, and we'll see you all next week.
Excellent. We're going to catch everybody. If you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Devon, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows, and we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, Devon.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Thank you.